Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Parents spoke out Tuesday night against cuts to the Riverhead Central School District's elementary dual language program and instructional staffing reductions proposed by the administration in its 2024-25 budget. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that most of the criticism of the proposal was directed at the district gutting its K-4 school dual language program, in which both native English and Spanish-speaking elementary school students learn by taking courses in both languages. District officials said that instead of being offered in all four of the district's elementary schools, the program will be consolidated at Phillips Avenue Elementary School, where the program began more than a decade ago. The program was expanded to include the three other Riverhead elementary schools in the current school term. Eliminating the positions mentioned this week allows the district to reduce potential expenditures for salary and benefits by $6.68 million. The Riverhead School Board is scheduled to vote on adopting a budget on April 16th and hold a hearing on the budget May 14th. The budget will be up for a vote by district residents on May 21st. A shoplifting epidemic costing retailers in New York State $4.4 billion a year is creating a shadow resale economy that ranges from eBay to bodegas. Michael Kaplan reports in the New York Post that shoplifting in New York City alone rose 64% from June 2019 to June 2023, according to the Council on Criminal Justice. In 2022, the total estimated loss to shops in the state of New York was $4.4 billion, Governor Kathy Hochul said last month, and retailers and law enforcement told the Post that the need to sell the stolen goods has created a sprawling underground economy. Thieves and middlemen are selling shoplifted goods on resale sites such as eBay and Facebook Marketplace and filling warehouse spaces at illegal pawn shops. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney said he had busted a supersized version of such an operation. We surveilled the boosters and saw them transporting their goods to Easy Cash Pawn and Jewelry in Brentwood, said Tierney. Cross-state travel is part of the pattern, said the DA. In a 2022 arrest, when a group cleaned out a $94,000 worth of purses in East Hampton, they were wearing an ankle bracelet. On this first Thursday of spring 2024, we are celebrating the season by inviting you to join us as we march into our Spring 2024 Fun Drive with a special offer. When you make a gift now through the end of the month, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar up to $50,000 thanks to Board Chairman James Atwood. So, double your donation online at WLIWFM.org. That's donating online at WLIWFM.org. Or call us 800-262-0717. That's 800-262-0717. When calling us with a donation, learn how you can leave a comment, which may well be used on air. Please renew or become a first-time contributing member and play a significant role in sustaining our, your, local East End Community Public Radio station. Plus, all listeners who make a single donation of $120 or a monthly sustaining donation of $10 a month will receive a choice of our popular large robust tote bag or a pair of ceramic coffee mugs or the WLIW-FM thermal bottle. You will also receive membership in our sister public television station, WLIW, and get access to stream countless hours of exclusive titles and PBS favorites with WLIW Passport. So please donate online at WLIWFM.org or call 800-262-0717. And thank you for listening. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIWFM. I'm Michael Mackey.